If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
So last week we told you about an Uber driver who gave you a menu for what type of ride you wanted. Some options were the silent ride or a ride where the driver would do stand-up comedy. There's a few others.
Yeah, great service.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Well, what if one of those options was the driver sang Christmas carols?
No.
All right, well, thank you, Sam and Andy. Good morning.
No, thank you.
So Clayton Lucas was a passenger in Pennsylvania. He got a ride, and the driver wouldn't stop singing Christmas carols. Aye. So, of course, Lucas did what anyone else would do, and he choked the driver they drove down the road.
Come on.
Yes. Yeah, cops were eventually called to cool the situation down. And even then, Clayton Lucas was so upset when the police did show, he wouldn't listen. He got so mad that the cop had to wrestle him to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So the driver was okay, by the way. But I don't know what I'd do if I got this driver. I know that I'm not giving him 5 stars, but I don't really know if I would get out right away. I might kind of see how far he would go.
Well, hopefully nobody would strangle them because that is a little extra in this situation, I would say. But I can't relate to this level of anger that this man obviously felt hearing the Christmas music that he wanted to like hurt somebody or maybe kill them. But I can understand that Christmas music
it's
in March, it's irritating. It just feels so wrong.
Yeah. And most people can't sing that well either. So, you know, chances are he's like butchering
the song.
That's
the best part. He's singing. He's not playing them. He's singing them.
Over and over and over again. Look, can you see me getting irritable?
Yeah, but I can also see you like trying to out-sing him, you know, to try to get it to shut up.
It's not a bad thing to hear. Okay, can we please stop the Christmas music, Rob?
She's going
to
strangle me.
Thank you. No, I'm not. You know, I don't like hearing. I love Christmas music. I love music. I love when people are singing all day long. I love that. But I don't like hearing Christmas music in November. Like, I can't decide if this was just like really late to be singing Christmas music or if it's really early to be singing Christmas music. But I can understand how it's
both.
It's bringing up. It brings up emotion.
Well, if the Uber driver was singing like Destiny's Child, you'd be right there with
him,
right?
I'd be there. I'd be
harmonizing.
In. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Listen, people who sing.
Oh, the single lady. It's all.
People who sing all day are happy people.
Yes.
Like, I love when I see people who are always humming or singing. My little cousin does it all day, and she's 4 years old, and it's so cute. But Christmas music, I can see how that can be a little much.
A little much.
Yeah.
I kind of wish, you know, if it would have been cool if you did like some cool Christmas tunes, like Christmas in Hollis or something like that, or, you know, DMX's version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I think that would have been kind of cool.
Or just silence.
Or just silence over Christmas music.
Absolutely. Oh, you're no fun.
We got a text from Stephanie. She said, my nail salon was playing Christmas music last week. That had to have been a mistake. Please tell me they weren't doing that on purpose.
Well, look outside. It still looks like it's December, so I don't know.
Maybe that was a cool joke. Yeah.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, looking back, what would you write in a high school survival guide? And you can text us this morning at 92925. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. Immediately stop over-tweezing your eyebrows comes to mind for me. Put down the tweezers.
That was yours. Okay.
Less is not more.
So you have very thin eyebrows is what you're saying.
We all did. We all did. We went crazy. So there is a girl in LaSalle. She goes to LaSalle Community Comprehensive High School. Her name's Kyra. And she spent about 7 months on a project, and it turned out to be a book called Dear Teenagers, and it's basically a survival guide for high school. She said, you know, I know I'm 16 years old, but I took what I know and I took what other people were telling me, and I kind of put it together in this one book. And she said she's hoping that the book is going to make the experience for people starting high school a little bit easier. And the underlying theme for Kyra, and this makes so much sense, this would actually be my advice if I could go back and relive high school, is be yourself and don't listen to what other people say. She said she really wished in hindsight that she lived her own true self and didn't listen to what other people said or wanted her to be throughout high school. That's great advice, right?
It really is. And it's really something that you don't realize until later on in life. It's so hard to, but of course, you know, we can, all three of us going through high school, we can look back and realize, yeah, I should have been more myself in high school. It would have been way better for me, but it's hindsight.
It is hindsight, and I feel like that's part of growing up, is sort of getting to know yourself through other people. I mean, I would tell myself not to suck up to everyone, not trying not to be friends with everyone, because most people aren't going to amount to much anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, just stick to your guns. But I feel like that awkwardness is, I mean, it's easy to say, yeah, be true to yourself, but we only know who we are now because we had to go through that awkward phase
it's
and
kind
stumble
of
through.
Funny yeah. how we all have to go through that though, because as a child, you're unapologetically yourself, and then you sort of like you're conditioned to change, you know, mm-hmm, to mm-hmm. try and conform and try and fit in.
Yep.
And then as you get older, the opposite happens again. You start
You don't care about fitting in at all. You just want to stay home in your boxers and watch TV.
Well, not everybody.
Enough about last night. Yeah.
But yeah, you care less and less and less as you get older, until like one age, or my grandmother, and she just does not care. What it's like, she'll say whatever comes to her mind. She is so liberated these days. It's hilarious.
It's just amazing how when you're in high school, you feel like you're at the center of the earth. You feel like you're grown up, and looking back, I mean, we were kids.
But in high school, you were a cool kid.
Well,
I felt like an adult. When I think back at like some of the guys my friends would date to and how old they were, I'm like, that it was inappropriate. Seriously. But at the time, you feel like you've got it all figured out.
Yeah.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. And curious to know what you think about this. It's an optional extra year of high school, and this could soon be a reality in a North American city. There's a councilman in Boston, and he's been pushing for a few years for an optional 13th year of high school for high school graduates. He said it would help students better prepare for college, because nearly half of the students in Boston who enter college do not graduate within 6 years. And he said, the extra year would be completely voluntary and offered to students who have already earned their high school diplomas. So I want to know if you think this is a good idea or not. And would you have chose this option back in the day? You can send us a text at 92925.
I would say I'm totally on board with this. When I grew up in Ontario, we actually had this.
Yeah.
High school was technically 4 years, but then we had a fifth year. It was called OAC, grade 13. And I would say probably about 80% of the people in my high school at least did it. I didn't feel ready after grade 12 to go on to post-secondary education. I just wasn't in that mindset. I wasn't mature enough. I would probably look back at high school and I probably would have hated it, except for this final year where I kind of just, came of age. I kind of broke through with the girls, with my friends.
Oh, that's what it's about the girls.
No,
well, social development is part of your...
But you know what? I just felt more mature overall, and I don't think I would have been mature enough to handle college or university after grade 12. I needed that extra year.
Sam, what do you think?
I was mature enough after grade 11 to move on. I was ready to go to Dawson and to pursue performance and all that sort of stuff. But I think Quebec shot themselves in the foot a while ago, because we used to have the grade 12 in Quebec, but there were such high dropout rates that the Quebec government decided to introduce a transitionary program, as we know, CEGEP, in hopes to reduce the dropout rates. And since then, dropout rates have actually increased.
Well,
really?
Yeah.
Wow. You got to mention that Quebec is actually the only province where all of the students finish a year earlier. So people are younger getting out of high school in Quebec compared to every other Canadian province.
I'll never forget when we were in grade 11 and we were forced to sit down and choose what program or what sort of endeavor we wanted to pursue in the months following. And most people were looking around the room without a clue, just blank looks on their faces. I mean, these are people that have to start deciding what they want to do.
Yeah. You could not have paid me to spend an extra year in high school. Like, I was more than ready. Like, more than ready. So I think as long as it's optional, I think that would be a good idea. But it does come into play then. Maybe will the students who do choose to take that extra year, are they going to have like sort of an advantage when it comes to getting into college and getting into university compared to the students who don't, which could be interesting. But everybody learns differently. You know, I was like really ready. I moved across the country. Like, I was mature and ready to start my life. Like,
no holding you back.
There was no holding me back. I was over it completely. Like, we just got a text right now. It says, absolutely not. High school is hell by itself. Why would you choose to go through another year? I think that's how I felt at the time.
And obviously it depends on the student, right? As you mentioned, everyone learns differently. We got a text from someone who's in grade 11 and thinks that a 13th year would be amazing. She feels like she still needs another year to continue to learn things that she might be struggling with.
Yeah, and that would be an amazing option for her. This one says, not about if you like high school or not. That's all I thought about at the time. It's about what's best for you in the end. Life is full of things we don't like when we're young, and that's too bad. Most people I know were not ready to decide for life, and it's had lifelong consequences. That's true. It can feel like a lot of pressure at that age. If you feel, and this is what I always tell my friends' kids and tell younger people, I'm like, you don't have to decide at that age. Just do something, learn about something, start moving. But I do think it's a lot of pressure to feel like at the age of 17 or 18, you have to decide what you want to do for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's heavy. I mean, that's why it's so good that this is an option, or make it optional, right? You don't have to do it. If you're ready to move on, then move on.
we didn't get enough options in grade 11. I mean, you know, all the courses that we took were mandatory up until grade 10, and then we got to choose, you know, whether we want to do art or Spanish as an extracurricular course. I mean, let's move on from the history and let's get into trades, into, you know, bigger subjects, bigger
Somebody
topics.
Somebody suggested people should do trades. If you don't know what you want to do, do a trade and make some good money until you figure it out.
At least it's practical.
Yeah, somebody else said high school does not prepare teenagers for anything anymore. They're not taught how to do a budget or basic life skills. So yeah, maybe an extra year just called like how to life.
How to do your taxes.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
So I need your help to solve a little argument between my wife and I. Hi, it's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. Good morning. So not much of an argument, whereas my wife, Kelly, was more so disappointed in me. My friend from Toronto is staying with me for a couple of days. He's going to take the bed, and I got in our apartment, and I was going to sleep on an air mattress because I thought I was being a good host. But my wife was insistent that I change the bed sheets and give him fresh, clean sheets, which I totally disagreed with, and I'll tell you why. I've only slept on these sheets for 3 days. I don't understand how that's such a big deal. He wouldn't have noticed if I made the bed. All I really wanted to do was just make it look presentable, and I think he would have been happy. So am I being a bad host?
Well, I don't know about a bad host because it sounds like you don't know any better. So I think you're a bad host when you do mean things on purpose. But I mean, it's gross. You don't sleep in other people's sheets, and you should change your sheets when you have guests over. I think that is what should happen.
Do you even have another set of sheets that you could have replaced them with?
She sent me home with an extra set of sheets for that purpose.
I mean, I don't see it as being any different than when you're sleeping in a hotel. Like when I go to a hotel, I know that they're clean, but I still think of like all the people that have slept in them. And so if these are brand new sheets, you've only slept in three days. And to the blind eye, you don't really see anything. I mean, ignorance is bliss.
To the blind eye.
And plus he gave him his bed. Like Andy's sleeping on an air mattress, for God's sake.
I would be so grossed out, honestly, if somebody else expected me to sleep in their sheets.
But if you didn't know?
We would never have these conversations if I didn't know, obviously. But like, yeah, I would be. Kim, can you please help me out?
I'm grossed out a little bit.
Right? It's disgusting.
Oh, come on.
No, I go crazy. And I'm a messy, messy girl.
Yeah.
And I go crazy cleaning sheets when I have people staying at my house.
Always have to change the sheets when someone. Yeah. Sometimes I don't even know if somebody has slept in them and I change them just to make sure they're fresh and they smell fresh when the person's coming and staying in my spare bed.
I sprayed them with Febreze. They smelled nice.
Oh, my God. With Febreze.
The real question, Andy, is, are you going to change the sheets when your guest leaves?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, okay.
I'm washing them this afternoon. Okay. Yeah.
See, then you do know better.
Well, no, that's 5 days, and that's two people sleeping on sheets. I think that's a little bit much.
So
two
you didn't
people.
Actually wash them? You didn't do it before you came? Please tell
do
me you
really
did.
Do you really want to know what I did?
Oh, my God.
No, I changed the sheets.
I did put
new sheets on. Well, because I thought, you know what, I'll be honest, I kind of sleep in the nude, and I thought, you know what, maybe I should change the sheets here.
Gross. Okay, how often do... I'm just grossed out by this conversation.
I don't think it's that bad. It's 3 days.
How often do experts say you should wash your sheets? What are experts saying? I'm going to tell you coming up in about 3 minutes. You can text us. Let us know what you... I think we already know what
Once
people
a month.
Think about... We already know what people think about this, though. 92925.
I would have just taken the air mattress, man. Just give it to my buddy.
We got a text. Maybe change the pillowcases for sure. And another text. Ew, no. Always change the sheets when you have someone over. Doesn't matter. Such a man thing to say.
Someone said even if it's just one day, you have to change the sheets.
One day?
I agree.
Come on.
No, I agree.
If it's a close friend, I get it. I mean, you would like, you know, share a cup with him, right? Like,
I've known him since grade three.
Okay, so you're basically like family. Like, you wouldn't change your sheets for family, would you?
You guys are so in the minority and you're talking like you know what you're talking
about. Oh, wait, hold on.
Julie, I'm really curious to know what you think on this one.
Oh, I totally agree with you. They should be changed before and after the guests arrive and leave.
Of course.
Come on,
actually,
Julie.
It's funny because my kids, actually, it's a debate we had a few weeks ago because we had a relative stay over, and I insisted that we change the bed, and even the kids were saying, but why?
See, that so kids, Andy, that's children you know who what? Didn't know any better.
There's a future movement. We can see it happening. I get it.
Of poor hygiene?
Yeah.
Brutal. Thank you so much, Julie.
No problem. Have a good day, guys.
You too. This text says, I'm not easily grossed out, but I literally cringed about the dirty sheets.
Cringed?
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Come on.
This text supports you. It says, it's your friend's house, not a hotel. What do you want next? A wake-up call? Continental breakfast? Dry cleaning?
No, just clean sheets. That's it. Clean sheets. There are hidden dust mites and allergens in sheets. Bacteria can thrive on bedding. Sheets collect and retain dirt. And they said even a very short amount of time. So you only have to be in your bed for hours. And your sheets get covered with dead skin cells and oils from your skin and your saliva and your sweat. So this is after hours, not after 3 days, but after one night.
I don't drool. It's fine.
So how often should you be washing your sheets? They said it is absolutely necessary to be washing your sheets once a week. And if you are the only one sleeping in it, so it's your bed time and time again, so not when you're having guests over, at very least every 2 weeks. Like
six
that is
months.
The maximum that you should go is 2 weeks without washing your sheets. And they did say, experts do say if a friend is coming over, you wash them every single time.
Who are these experts?
I added that part, but like this text said, it's supposed to be common sense. So I'm glad your friend got clean sheets in the end.
He did. Yeah. He slept very comfortably, I'm sure.
What
and
a trooper.
You can tell your wife that all of Montreal agreed with her as well, okay?
No, I'm not for a good time of that. No.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.